Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. The Preface. My previous book, Foundations for Eternal Life, summarizes spiritual truths found in Scripture. No effort was made in that book to establish the validity of Scripture as a source of truth. That was assumed. This present book, however, discusses spiritual truths which are largely independent of Scripture. These truths are based simply on observation and reason. Like many before me, I call such truths self-evident truths. These truths form the bedrock on which true faith can be built and on which Scripture can be understood and embraced. This book is divided into three parts. Part 1, Some Self-Evident Truths. Part 2, Faith and Science. Part 3, God Revealed. Part 1 focuses on self-evident truths which are important in understanding matters of faith as well as life in general. Part 2 deals with the tension between faith and science and how the two can be understood so that they don't conflict with each other. Clear understanding in this area should help us to be able to embrace self-evident spiritual truths. Part 3 presents how some aspects of God's character are self-evident from what God has made and how we can learn from other people about God. While Part 2 and Part 3 of this book depend somewhat on Part 1 for logical consistency, each part stands on its own to some degree and can be read independently of the other parts. If Part 1 doesn't speak to you where you're at presently, please consider skipping to Part 2 or 3. However, it may be helpful to read Chapter 11, Faith or No Faith, in Part 1 before reading Part 2, Faith and Science. Of course, the subject matter of this book is not new. It is likely that no new concepts are presented in this book. Most of the concepts discussed herein go back hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. However, the way these ideas are presented is new, to some degree at least. It is my hope that by addressing these subjects from a somewhat new perspective, that you will arrive at a deeper understanding of truth, and that your life will benefit from that. I am indebted to the many people who have helped me in my own search for truth. Some of you I know personally, some I know only through your writings or audiovisual works. Some lived before my time. Thank you for speaking truth into my life. Thanks also to those who reviewed a draft version of this book and gave me valuable feedback. It is a better book because of you. Per the copyright notice at the front of this book may be freely copied and freely distributed. Various ebook versions, including versions that are configured for printing, may be available at shalomkoinonia.org. That's shalomkoinonia.org.